Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you have been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. I was giggling as I recorded the intro because Grace, a Florida cooter who came in as a pet turtle rescue after being injured by a tank mate, chose the time I hit record to start rearranging her tank. Grace is a big girl and lives in a rubber tank on the floor of my office, which has a custom-built basking area with a ramp down to the floor because she likes to take walks around the house sometimes. Grace and I have gotten close over the years since she arrived. She has healed well from the bite wound, but still exhibits signs of lingering trauma when other turtles are nearby. Other than interrupting my recording, though, she's a good office mate. Before I get to the topic today, I would like to invite those attuned to Shamanic Reiki Level 1 or Reiki 1 in any tradition, as long as you have some shamanic journeying experience, to join me for Shamanic Reiki Level 2 virtual training, which is coming up on March 5th and 6th, 2022. The link to get more information and register is in the show notes, and you will also find it at myshamaniclife.com. So I was doing my daily outdoor meditation practice this morning. I was watching the squirrels and contemplating love. There's been lots on social media about love with Valentine's Day coming up. But I was thinking bigger. I was thinking about how we really love the earth, and all of her wild beings. What does it mean to feel love? We're used to the idea of romantic love. But that's not how I feel about a squirrel or a turtle. So how do we practice that love that is unconditional and recognizes that at our essence, we are love, and that we have the capacity to love all beings and the earth without condition, in a way that recognizes that we are all one in that love, that we are all divine love at our core. And I was reminded of the practice of loving kindness, or metta meditation in the Buddhist tradition, and how that practice really helped me to expand my sense of loving and being love. So I'd like to share a loving kindness practice with you. I have adapted it from the way it is usually taught, to open us up not only to the idea of being able to love another human, but to be able to love all species, even those that we may fear or dislike because of their place in the food chain. Or so I'd like to invite you into this practice, and you can do it sitting. You don't even have to be sitting on the floor on a cushion. You might be sitting in a chair, you might be sitting on your sofa, sitting in bed, it doesn't matter, as long as you feel supported and open in the heart. If you are sitting on a chair or something, can you put your feet on the floor? Again, not necessary, just nice to remember that the earth is underneath you. And I'm going to invite you to do this practice with me with your hands over your heart, simply to bring your attention to the heart space and to feel the energy that is there. And then close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath. Allow your breath to settle into something natural and easy, noticing the rhythmic inhales and exhales, and drop into your heart space. There, the center of your being is love, not romantic love or parental love, or love in the superficial way that we love things or other beings, but the love that is divine, that exists in all beings and the earth herself, the trees and the rocks, that is the divine essence of all beings. This love is untarnished by our human experiences. By the conditions that we, with necessity, place on the love that we consciously give and receive. This love is pure. And the only truth. And we begin this practice of sharing loving kindness, of bringing forth that deep divine love from our core by offering it to ourselves. Imagine that you are sitting with yourself. If you're visual, you may see yourself as if you were looking in the mirror. But if not, just sense that you are there with you, sitting facing yourself. And we are going to offer some wishes, very simple. I like these short phrases, although they are much, much, much simplified from what is heard in the traditional Buddhist practices. I find that they are very powerful if said out loud. But if that's not appropriate for where you are right now, then just bring them into your consciousness and I will say them and you can repeat them. So sending first to yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live peacefully with ease. Now, if you were visualizing, let that image fade away and bring to mind a loved one who you would like to send these wishes to. If you're visualizing, picture them sitting across from you, or get a sense that they are there with you, receiving your wishes, and repeat. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live peacefully with ease. And now, if you are visualizing, let that image fade away. And bring to mind somebody that is neutral to you, that you have no emotional attachment to. It might be someone you pass on the street but don't know. Perhaps someone who assisted you in a store. The cashier. Picture or sense that that person is with you. And then from your heart, with all the love that you had for the person who was your beloved. Repeat. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live peacefully with ease. And now drop that image or sense. And bring to mind a person who pushes your buttons, who you don't think you could ever love, or who challenges you to find compassion for them. And picture or sense that they are sitting with you, right across from you. And draw on the same love that you had for yourself, for your beloved, for someone who is neutral. And with that love, repeat. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And now let that fade. Check in and notice how you feel. Tap into that inner love again, that divine essence of who you are. And bring to mind a wild being who you really like to see. And picture or sense that being right there, right in front of you. And from that place that is your center, your divine love, repeat. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live peacefully with ease. And now let that fade away. And bring to mind a wild being that you don't think you could love. Maybe there is one that frightens you. Maybe there's one that you dislike because it is a predator to the beings that you do like. And see or sense that they are sitting across from you or right there with you. Know that you are safe. And draw on the love again. And repeat. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live peacefully with ease. And now let that image or sense fade. And open to the awareness that you are part of an interconnected web of life, connected by threads of love of divine essence to all beings everywhere. And as we practice this time, imagine your wishes reverberating out through all of those threads. And include yourself, because as we nurture our own loving essence, we are nurturing the loving essence of all beings. We are all one. Repeat. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be safe. May we live peacefully with ease. And as you go back to your day, I invite you to hold that feeling of interconnectedness, your own divine essence, and the divine essence of all beings. And acknowledging the divine light and love in all beings that connects us, that makes us one. Namaste.